including any computer systems used for accessing the corporate network remotely. If feasible, this software must be set for automatic update of virus and Trojan signatures nightly. When pattern or signature files are not pushed down to user desktops, computer users shall have the responsibility to update pattern files at least on a weekly basis. These provisions apply to all desktop machines and laptops used to access company computer systems and apply whether the computer is company property or personally owned. 18. Incoming email attachments, high security requirements. Policy. In an organization with high security requirements, the corporate firewall shall be configured to filter out all email attachments. Explanation. This policy applies only to businesses with high security requirements or to those that have no business need to receive attachments through electronic mail. 19. Authentication of software. Policy. All new software, or software fixes or upgrades, whether on physical media or obtained over the Internet, must be verified as authentic prior to installation. This policy is especially relevant to the Information Technology Department when installing any software that requires system privileges. Explanation. Computer software, referred to in this policy, includes operating system components, application software, hotfixes, patches, or any software updates. Many software manufacturers have implemented methods whereby customers can check the integrity of any distribution, usually by a digital signature. In any case where the integrity cannot be verified, the manufacturer must be consulted to verify that the software is authentic. Computer attackers have been known to send software to a victim, packaged to appear as if the software manufacturer had produced it and shipped it to the company. It is essential that you verify any software you receive as authentic, especially if unsolicited, before installing it on company systems. Note that a sophisticated attacker might find out that your organization has ordered software from a manufacturer. With that information in hand, the attacker can cancel the order with the real manufacturer and order the software himself. The software is then modified to perform some malicious function and is shipped or delivered to your company in the original packaging with shrink wrapping if necessary. Once the product is installed, the attacker is in control. 20. Default passwords. Policy. All operating system software and hardware devices that initially have a password set to a default value must have their passwords reset in accordance with the company password policy. Explanation. Several operating systems and computer-related devices are shipped with default passwords, that is, with the same password enabled on every unit sold. Failure to change default passwords is a grave mistake that places the company at risk. Default passwords are widely known and are available on Internet websites. In an attack, the first password an intruder tries is the manufacturer's default password. 21. Invalid access attempts lockout, low to medium security. Policy. Especially in an organization with low to medium security requirements, whenever a specified number of successive invalid login attempts to a particular account have been made, the account should be locked out for a period of time. Explanation. All company workstations and servers must be set to limit the number of successive invalid attempts to sign in. This policy is necessary to prevent password guessing by trial and error, dictionary attacks, or brute force attempts to gain unauthorized access. The system administrator must configure the security settings to lock out an account whenever the desired threshold of successive invalid attempts has been reached. It is recommended that an account be locked out for at least 30 minutes after 7 successive login attempts. 22. Invalid access attempts account disabled, high security. Policy. In an organization with high security requirements, whenever a specified number of successive invalid login attempts to a particular account has been made, the account should be disabled until reset by the group responsible for providing account support. Explanation. All company workstations and servers must be set to limit the number of successive invalid attempts to sign in. This policy is a necessary control to prevent password guessing by trial and error, dictionary attacks, or brute force attempts to gain unauthorized access. The system administrator must configure the security settings to disable the account after 5 invalid login attempts. Following such an attack, the account holder will need to call technical support or the group responsible for account support to enable the account. Prior to resetting the account, the department responsible must positively identify the account holder following the verification and authorization procedures. 23. Periodic change of privileged account passwords. Policy. All privileged account holders shall be required to change their passwords at least every 30 days. Explanation. Depending on operating system limitations, the system's administrator must enforce this policy by configuration of security parameters in system software. 24. Periodic change of user passwords. Policy. All account holders must change their passwords at least every 60 days. Explanation. With operating systems that provide this feature, the system's administrator must enforce this policy by configuration of security parameters in the software. 25. New account password set up. Policy. New computer